Hello everybody, Anton Crilly here from dropshiplifestyle.com. And in this video, we're gonna be covering 8 ways to get quality traffic to your dropshipping store in 2024. Now, before we get into this, I wanna make a couple quick notes. The first is that if you are watching this as a video, then you'll be able to follow along with a keynote presentation that I put together for you. But if you're listening to the audio podcast and you hear me reference different images, obviously, you're not going to be able to see them unless you're watching the video version of the podcast, but you should still get tons of value from this episode. Also, I'm just going to note that I know what most people probably want are these 8 sources of traffic. So I'm going to start just by sharing them. But then what I'm going to do is take it a step further, and I'm going to show you the tools that we actually use to get traffic from these sources. So we'll start with the list, then we will get into a little bit more of the technical side. Now, we all start at the same place. We build a new online store. Hopefully, you build it on Shopify because that is hands down the best e-commerce platform for what it is we do. You upload products, hopefully from quality suppliers that people actually are searching for and want. But then what do? Do you sit around and wait and hope people find you? No, you start to proactively get traffic to your store so that you can get the sales that you desire. Now, there are many different ways to get traffic. I've tried just about all of them, but the reason I am sticking with 8 in this episode is because these are the 8 that for us work consistently over time. And my advice to you, if you're in these beginning stages and you're trying to decide where to focus your time when it comes to getting traffic, is to stick with the 8 that I'm going to share. And after that, once you get these working, branch out into more, try everything else you see out there if you want to, but there's no need to be trying a million different things at once in the beginning, because if you do that, nothing will work. And again, the 8 that I'm going to share with you in this episode are the ones that work consistently amongst different niches from store to store. Now, the first one, you probably know what I'm going to say here, is Google Shopping Ads. And don't worry, after we go through the list, I'm going to show you examples of these and again, the tools that we use to actually get traffic from them. But after that, the next highest converting traffic source for us is Google Product Listings. If you're unfamiliar with Google Product Listings, these are free. They look almost identical to Google Shopping Ads, but again, they cost you no money to appear for. And the place you could find these is in the Shopping Results tab of a Google search. Traffic source number 3 is Google Organic. This basically means getting a click when someone searches for something on Google, having your website appear in the results organically, meaning again, you didn't pay to be there. And then of course, getting that click, sending that traffic to your store. The 4th method we're going to cover are search text ads. These are the ads that you see on the top of Google results after you search for something. And these are purely text-based. You do have the option to upload images with them. The images rarely show from our experience. So just know when I'm referring to search text ads, I'm literally referring to text that you put in an advertisement that appears when someone types in a search on Google. The 5th traffic source we're going to be covering is Bing Shopping. This is something you should not sleep on. You don't need to match your Google budget on Bing, but people do use it, they do buy from it, and there is absolutely no reason not to have your products listed there. And finally, after these 5, these will all be sending basically the qualified traffic to your store, right? The people with buying intent, the people that should be placing an order, whether it be on your store or somewhere else. With that being said, not everyone's gonna buy the first time they visit your store, okay? We want to have our conversion rates as high as possible, but people will bounce. They will exit without buying. And this is where the next 3 traffic sources come into play. Number 6 is meta ads. These are remarketing ads that run across Facebook, Instagram, and other Facebook, aka Meta, properties. The 7th source is Google Display Ads. These are also dynamic remarketing ads, meaning if you went to one of my stores and looked at a specific product and then went to any site that has Google AdSense on it, for example, weather.com or CNN.com, you would see the exact product that you looked at on my store with the image of that product. And when you clicked it, it would take you straight back to that product page. And finally, the 8th traffic source that we're going to be covering is email marketing. Now, let's go ahead and start at the top and we'll go through each one of these. Again, I'll show you what they look like, and then I'll show you the tools that we use to get traffic from these 8 sources. So taking it back to the top and starting with Google Shopping Ads, these are image ads that appear with your product photo, the product name, the product price, your store name, any reviews you have on that product page, and then also any relevant promotions. For example, free shipping, 10% off, whatever it may be. That all appears to the person that is searching for the products you sell. And I can't overstate how well these convert if you have your Google Shopping campaigns dialed in, but these really are a must-have and something I think everybody should start with. Now, these will appear in two different places. One of them is just on the general search results page of Google based on the search term. If it is a product and Google has a product to match that, it will show it there. And they also appear at the top of the Google Shopping results page if you click on shopping after a Google search, and they appear across the top in a carousel. Now, the way that we set these up, and there's many different ways to do that, but I would definitely recommend you use this method, is first by using an app that's in the Shopify App Store that's been there forever called Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. Now, this is a paid app. It's less than $5 a month, but this app gives you so much control over your product feed, and that is very important when you optimize over time. Now, in this video, I'm not going to get into how we optimize and all the different things you can do here, but just know if you are a member of our coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, that is all covered in Module 6 and, of course, the Google Shopping Lessons. But you don't just need that, right? What this app will let you do is make your product feed. Then you need to submit it to Google Merchant Center. This is a free tool from Google that, again, allows you to connect a product feed to Google. So basically, Symprosys Feed for Google Shopping takes all your product information. They give you a link that has all that product info. You give that link to Google Merchant Center. And once you do, when you go into Google Ads, you can create a Google Shopping campaign. And in that campaign, you can select your product feed, meaning you can appear in those sections I just referenced and showed you if you're watching the video of this. Now, the second source of traffic, the Google product listings that are free, the place these appear is in the Google Shopping tab on google.com, and they appear under that carousel I was just talking about. So these are everything below it, and typically there's a page, two, three, sometimes even more pages of results, and these are absolutely free. Again, very high converting source of traffic because the people that see them before they click are seeing the product image, they're seeing the product name, they're seeing reviews, they're seeing your store name, they're seeing the product price. This is an excellent source of traffic that every high ticket dropshipper should be using in 2024. And again, it costs you $0. So how do you set them up? Again, multiple ways to do this, but in my opinion, the best way is to use that same app that we were just talking about, Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. Use that app. Again, it'll give you your feed URL. You plug that feed URL into Google Merchant Center, and then the final step here that you need to do to get your products to appear there is inside of Google Merchant Center, click on Growth, click on Manage Programs, and then where it says Free Product Listings, make sure you have that active. It will not be active by default when you first set up Google Merchant Center. It'll say enable or something like that. Click that button, and from there, give it a few days and your products will start appearing for free in Google product listings. Third traffic source I want to cover, Google Organic. This is again free traffic. And where this appears is on the Google search results page under all the sponsored ads. So in our case with products, it appears under the Google Shopping ads. It appears under the sponsored search text ads. Under that are the organic results, which again cost you $0 to be in this section. And if you're watching the video, again, this is what they look like. Now we use two different tools to help us get the best rankings possible. And before I share those tools, I'm just quickly going to mention that people say, SEO is a waste of time. It takes so long to rank for anything. Key piece of information here is that we are not trying to rank for our niche keywords. If we sold surfboards, we're not putting in the time and effort and energy required to rank for the keyword surfboards because one, that would cost a lot of money and it would cost a lot of time. But even after we rank there, which we've done this in the past for huge niche keywords, yes, you'll get a lot more traffic, but that traffic does not have much buying intent. So the keywords we want to rank for are the brands that we sell for, the product names that we carry, the SKU numbers, or any unique product identifiers, because the people searching on Google for those long tail keywords have high buying intent, meaning they're more likely to turn into customers than somebody searching for a broad niche keyword. And added benefit, it's very easy to rank for those things I just mentioned, those long tail keywords. You don't need to build a bunch of backlinks. You don't need to wait months and months and months. You can get rankings organically, again, getting free traffic from Google within sometimes as soon as you put your products on your store. Not gonna say that's what it takes for everybody, but I'm gonna give you some tips to make sure your product pages are optimized so that you have the best chance of ranking high on page one, literally from the start. So, two tools that we use and that I recommend. The first is ChatGPT. I am sure you've heard of it by now, but we use this to help rewrite supplier-provided product descriptions just to make them more unique and help them stand out. Of course, we also put the human touch on top of that, but we use this to assist in unique content on our product pages. And we also use an app called Smart SEO that helps with things like JSON LD. If you don't know what that means yet, don't worry. Just know this is gonna help you get things appear in your organic results, like your product price, whether it's in stock or not. It's going to add star ratings if you have reviews for these products, which lead to a higher click-through rate, meaning more people that see you listed organically in Google will click on your site. And when Google sees that, they're gonna say, okay, this site, people actually like, people actually click this, and they're gonna rank you higher and higher. So these are the two tools that we use when it comes to Google organic. And again, this isn't a 3 month, 6 month, year long process. That brings us in to the fourth traffic source that you should be using for dropshipping in 2024. And this is search text ads. And again, these are paid. So where do these appear? Again, let's say you go on Google and you search for a product. The first thing you're gonna see in the results are those Google Shopping ads that we already covered. The next thing you're gonna see before the free organic listings are sponsored ads. These are search text ads. And again, if you're watching along, you can see what they look like on the screen. Again, these are text-based. Now, this is important here. This isn't something you need to do from day one, but once your Google Shopping ads are set up and you're seeing what people are clicking on and what people are buying and you know what your winning products are, think about this. It would make a lot of sense to be in multiple places in that first page of results on Google than in just one, right? So once you have your winners, you know which products sell the best, you should make search text ads for those products where the text should be the product name, the product price, your store name, and where the description should be that they can get it, it ships in X amount of days, any other relevant information. And by doing this, you're gonna get two spots on the first page results of Google, possibly three, if again, your organic traffic kicks in. This is gonna lead to more clicks from people that have buying intent. Now, how do we set these up? This is just a one-step process. We simply use Google Ads, and the campaign type we choose here are search text ads. That's the campaign type, and then you enter that information that you want to appear in those results. So this brings us into the fifth traffic source that you should be using if you're going to be high ticket dropshipping in 2024, which is Bing Shopping. And yes, this is also paid. I mentioned this earlier on in this episode, but just because I say use Bing Shopping doesn't mean if you're spending $50 or $100 or $500 a day on Google Ads that you should match that budget on Bing. In fact, my advice is start maybe at about 20% of that and see how it converts, because even though the traffic is there and it converts, there are less people on Bing, so it doesn't make sense to spend your Google budget on Bing. Don't duplicate the budget, but duplicate your campaigns. And speaking of that, this is very easy to do because the way we do this, again, is by simply using the app I mentioned earlier, Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. Within that app, you can also submit your product feed to Microsoft, who owns Bing. And then you can go into Microsoft Advertising, create an account if you don't already have one there. And what's really cool about this is when you're first setting it up, it will ask you if you want to import campaigns from Google. So if you're following this sequentially and you set up your Google Shopping campaigns first, you'll literally be able to click a button and bring those campaigns into Microsoft Advertising. So your shopping campaigns can now show on Bing Shopping. Just remember, if you are importing them, be sure you update the budgets accordingly. So this brings us into the sixth source of traffic. And again, this is the first remarketing source of traffic. Remember, the first five are all bringing in quality leads, people that have buying intent. But like I mentioned, they will leave without buying. So the first thing we do for remarketing is use Meta ads. Again, these will show on Facebook, on Instagram, and on any other websites that Meta has access to show ads on. Very important here, we're setting up dynamic ads and we're linking our product feed so that when the people see these, our recent website visitors, they're not just seeing random products in their feed that they might or might not want. They're seeing the exact products that they already looked at on our store. And to do this, again, we use Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. It's called Google Shopping Feed because that's what it started out doing. But like I just mentioned, it does let you send your products to Microsoft, and it also lets you send your product feed to Facebook, aka Meta. So to set this up, go into Meta for Business. We use Meta Business Manager. From there, you can go into your ad accounts and you can add your product feed. That way, when you're setting up your advertising campaign there for remarketing, targeting website visitors, recent website visitors, you can have this set up as a dynamic ad, and the information that shows to the people seeing these ads, again, will be exactly what they were looking at. So this brings us in to the seventh source of traffic that we use and that I highly recommend you use, which is Google Display Remarketing. Very important here because there's definitely ways to use Google Display ads wrong. These should be dynamic. And again, the people that they should be showing to, once again, are recent website visitors. So if you're following along with the video, I put up on the screen what these look like. This is an example of remarketing from Wayfair, but it'll look the same from your store, where people will see in the ad the products that they recently looked at on your store. And when they click any of them, it will take them right back to the product page they were on. So to set this up, once again, you're probably noticing a theme here. We use Symprosys Google Shopping Feed. That allows us to connect our product feed, like I mentioned earlier, to Google Merchant Center. And then in Google Ads, what we do is set up a display campaign. Very important though, I'm gonna keep stressing this because I don't want anyone to do this wrong. When you set up this display campaign, you'll see if you're looking at the screen right now, in the campaign settings, there's one section called dynamic ads, and you wanna check the box that says use dynamic ad feed for personalized ads. And when you do that, it will allow you to select your data feed, again, that you created in Symprosys. And once you do that, these will show dynamically rather than just showing everybody the same thing. Also important, because some people miss this step and it won't work if you miss this, when you go into Google Merchant Center, go into Growth, go into Manage Programs, and then under Dynamic Remarketing, make sure you have that enabled. Again, it's not gonna be enabled by default when you first create your Merchant Center account. So in order to be able to select your product feed when creating a display campaign, you need to go into Google Merchant Center, go into Growth, go to Manage Programs, and then click on Enable under Dynamic Remarketing. Okay, this is going to bring us to the final traffic source that we use and that I recommend you use in 2024 for your high ticket dropshipping store. And this is email marketing. Now, for this, I'm not going to show you an example of an actual email. Rather, I'm going to show our strategy here. And what our strategy is to have one promotion every month. It doesn't run all month long. They run between 3 and 5 days, depending on what that promotion is. And if you're following along watching this, you'll see on the screen right now an example of a promotional calendar for a store I was going to launch, but I ended up not because I realized late in the game it would be competing with a Dropship Lifestyle member, which is something I never want to do. So I didn't launch it, but I did all the research. I put all the marketing together before going live. So if you're watching the video, you can see what this looks like. And what we do is every month for that 3 to 5 days is send this email campaign to our email audience, people that have opted in on our store over time. Maybe they opted in on an exit intent overlay. Maybe they were an abandoned cart. Maybe they were a previous customer. It doesn't really matter. It just matters that they're on our email list and they're obviously interested in the types of products we sell. Now, to do this, to send these emails, we use Shopify email. And this is something that recently changed. We've been with Klaviyo for the longest time now, who is still amazing, but Shopify email has made huge strides over the past year and it's only getting better. And it'll get most people 95% of the way there compared to what Klaviyo can do. If you're already on Klaviyo and you're happy and seeing results, I'm not saying switch everything now, but if you're listening to this or watching this and building your first store or your next store, my advice would be go with Shopify email because they allow you to send 10,000 emails a month for $0. This is built in to your Shopify account, regardless of whatever plan you're on. To wrap this up, we just covered 8 ways to get quality traffic to your dropshipping store in 2024. I put it on the screen right now if you need a recap of this. And I know we covered a lot in a short amount of time, so should go without saying, but feel free to go back and watch this video or listen to this episode as many times as you need. And if you did get value from this, as always, you're watching on YouTube, I would appreciate it if you can leave a comment and leave a thumbs up. And if you're listening to this on the podcast feed, I would really appreciate it if you can leave us a review over there as well. Also, if you're following along, but you do not have a store yet, and you want to know exactly how we do this step by step, and if for some reason you're not yet a member of my coaching program, the Dropship Blueprint, which is the only program to ever be voted best e-commerce course by Shopify, I do have a free in-depth 2-hour training that you can register for, where I also give you a list of 500 high-ticket niche ideas that you can sell online in 2024, and you can get that at dropshipwebinar.com. I will link that up in the description as well. So with that being said, guys, thank you. I appreciate you. Make sure you're subscribed if you're not already. And I will be back on Monday with yet another episode. I'll see you then.